I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, August 12th. A larger-than-expected project plus supply chain issues are causing big delays in the opening of the new Special Education Learning Center in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says it's unclear when the new center on Old Colony Avenue will open. The city purchased the building from Eastern Nazarene College for $6.8 million and allocated $16 million for renovations. Quincy Creamery and Edmia's Tailoring on Franklin Street in Quincy are closing because the new owner of the building will tear it down and replace it with a new Dunkin'. The new owners say they will be moving the Dunkin' next door into the new building to create more space for cars in the drive-up window. The existing Dunkin' will be turned into retail space. The creamery and the tailor shop will close for good later this year. The owners are retiring. Manic Community Health Center is holding a free walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinic today at the Kennedy Center in Quincy. Everyone is welcome from 9:30 a.m. to noon. No appointment necessary. The clinic caps a week of events that Manit held at all six of its South Shore locations to celebrate National Health Center Week. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association continues its free Saturdays in the Park celebrations tomorrow at Safford Park from 3 to 8 p.m. Live music from The Fall and Up the Downs will be featured along with food, a beer garden, and family games. A reminder, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, August 12th.